Recently, xAI and Elon Musk unveiled a whole bunch of new features for Grok, their AI assistant. And they have, you know, they have all these like anime characters that are in there that you can now talk to AI characters. And they also had a brand new model, Grok 4, that was launched. Today on the podcast, I want to break down all of the statistics and numbers of basically what has happened to the company since all of these announcements. Has the company completely cratered? Has it grown? The results I was absolutely mind blown by, and not for the reasons that you would think. So I'm going to be diving into all of that. I feel like this episode is almost going to play out like a case study in viral app and, you know, AI marketing. What happens? Is all publicity, is no publicity bad publicity, or is there something that you should probably, some things you should probably not do? We're going to get into all of that on the podcast today. But before we do, I wanted to mention, if you want to try the latest model of Grok 4, I would love for you to go try out AIbox.ai, my very own startup, where we have 40 of the top AI models all on the same platform for $20 a month. So you don't need subscriptions to every single platform to try every different AI model out. You can get it all there. We have around 40 different AI image and audio models as well. And you can chat with all of them in the same thread like ChatGPT, but you just switch between what model you want to talk to. Sometimes if you get a response from one model where you're like, I don't really like how Claude answered that, you get it to regenerate the response with Google Gemini or with ChatGPT and see if you get better responses from different models, because models do have different strengths and weaknesses. So this is something really fun that I like to play with. $20 a month, link is in the description, AIbox.ai. It's in beta right now, and I would love to have you test it out and let me know what you think. Let me know if you think of any new features that we should be adding. We're actively developing this. All right, let's get into what's going on right now with the latest in Grok's, analytics, basically. So what's interesting, they just unveiled all of these new AI companions. Elon Musk had, you know, all of these, you know, goth anime girl AI companion that can talk to you, and this, you know, fuzzy animal that's, you know, Freddy, but you could turn it into bad Freddy, and then it can cuss you out and yell at you if you want. So there's like these different companions. Do they actually make money? You know, what is kind of the end game there? I think it's really, there's some interesting parallels with character AI and Perplexity and kind of the ways they're approaching growth in the AI sector, how they're planning on growing. But what was the outcome? So basically what happened was Grok 4 launched on July 9th. And by the 11th, Grok's gross revenue on iOS, right? So we can go look, there's like Sensor Tower and App Figures, a bunch of these tools that basically track how much money these apps are generating. And basically the iOS revenue jumped by about 325%. So this is before the anime girlfriend came out. This is when it was just Grok 4, the new model. And basically that new model beat every benchmark, and Grok 4 was, you know, by benchmarks, the number one AI model, was the smartest. And so the usage jumped by about, the gross revenue jumped by about 325% to $419,000. So this was up from about $99,000 the day before Grok launched, which is pretty impressive. It put in way higher numbers than usual following the launch of the new model. So gross revenue was $367,000 for a couple days following. Then it kind of dipped down, went to about $300,000 by the 14th of July. And in addition to that, beyond just the revenue, which definitely saw a big spike, daily downloads of the app increased by about 279%. So we went to about 197,000 by July 11th, and that's up from 50,000. So basically went from 50,000 to 200,000 in one day, which is just huge. So many downloads. And that's all thanks to Grok 4. They had the new model. Everybody wanted to test it out. So it saw like a huge, you know, huge jump. So basically with all of that, that's what we saw after they announced the new model Grok 4. So what happened when they announced all of the new AI companions, which I personally on my podcast have kind of talked about how I think that they're dumb and yada yada, and people, you know, are telling me all the reasons why they're not dumb. So I see there's two sides of the argument. But in any case, following all of the AI companions being launched, the downloads and revenue increased, but it was definitely less pronounced. So I think a lot of people were kind of curious about this, and that's why they would want to go install it and see, you know, how it was doing. And it's about $30 a month if you want Super Grok. So that's what you have to like have in order to use it. Although I think if you just get a premium subscription of Twitter, which is what I have, then you get, you know, premium, you get a premium XAI or Grok account. And I think that's cheaper. I think I'm paying, I can't remember, but I thought it was cheaper. Maybe actually they bumped it up. So I'm not sure. I should double check on that. In any case, the iOS downloads were up by about 40% the day after. So that's compared to, that's after the companions launched. So they were at about 171,000 daily installs. Revenue increased about 9%. So it hit 337,000. But that's not like insane, right? Like we went from, on the last time they put out a huge release, the revenue went from like 99,000, so basically 100,000, to 420,000, right? So it was like 4x. And this time they're jumping up to about 327 or 337,000. So it's and they were already like much higher on average. So it wasn't anything too crazy. I think that there's definitely an impact from the AI companions, but I think it was way smaller than when they released a new AI model, which is interesting. People, as I predicted, would appreciate a better model more than an AI companion that can talk to you. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. You could use the AI model for literally everything and powering everything, and the chat companion is kind of a novelty. It's kind of funny. It's probably a big marketing gimmick, but in any case, I did think this was pretty interesting. Now, what I will mention is that xAI did announce that in addition to Grok 4 and Grok 4 Heavy, it's going to have a $300 per month subscription called Grok Super Grok Heavy. This is the most expensive plan. And honestly, everybody has like a $200 a month plan anyways. Anthropic, OpenAI, Google, like everybody's, especially if you have these video models. So it's not crazy that they have a more expensive tier. $300 is, I think, one of the more expensive of the most expensive tiers that I've seen. So, I'm curious to see what kind of usage they get, like if more people are using that. They are the best model, and so I think when you are the number one model, you can demand a premium. I'd be curious to see how many people actually signed up for that, though, because I feel like even the $200 a month from OpenAI, they basically use it to get you to use Operator and OpenAI's Sora image or video model, right? So they like have all these really cool features that seem like they add a ton of value, and that's kind of what's the $200 feels like it's paywalling. Whereas this, it's just for basically deep research, which I think OpenAI technically has like a $200 premium deep research tool, but I don't know how many people were paying the $200 exclusively for that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see the Grok subscription plan demand, especially since all of these launches have come out. Now, I will say, as far as their app is going, and ranking on the overall charts, Grok, after all of this stuff came out, Grok's new model got Grok to rank, to basically go up in the US App Store. It was the number 3 app overall. It was number 2 in productivity. But that definitely went down after the new model came out. And the app is now about number 17, although it's still number 2 in productivity, which is pretty great. So overall, popular, but not the most popular. We have way more data on iOS than on Android. And also they keep coming out with new features on iOS first before Android, as I feel like everybody does. And as Android users always complain about. So I think that, we're definitely going to be see a way bigger bump on iOS than Android, just because the features aren't always over there as well. So this is super interesting. I think overall, the moral of the story is, AI companies, we beg you, please focus on making better models and not just gimmicks or new features, which might seem interesting, but aren't really going to drive you that much more revenue and users. Although better models is pretty hard. Getting to be the number one benchmarked model is not easy. And so big kudos over to the xAI team. They've done that in a record amount of time. I think 12 months ago, they didn't really have any product at all. And 12 months later, they're the number one AI model, beating, OpenAI. Now, are they the number one AI company? Absolutely not. OpenAI has a video model, has a killer image model, has Operator, which can complete tasks. So have we maybe hit a plateau on text? I'm not sure. Apparently, OpenAI is testing a new model right now, which is quote unquote GPT-5. And it's in all of these like test arenas where that's basically anonymous and it's absolutely dominating. So OpenAI may come out with something that completely dominates xAI and Grok 4 very soon. Right now, Grok 4 is the winner. It's the top model. How long will that last? That is the question. And when it does get unseated from its throne, which inevitably will happen, I will be the first one to let you know and update you on that. So thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this was interesting to kind of hear basically what types of products grow revenue and downloads for these AI companies. If you learned anything new, make sure to leave a comment or a rating and review on the podcast, a comment and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube, where I've been sharing my screen the whole time, breaking down some interesting charts. And if you want to try out all the top AI models, I would love for you to try out AIbox.ai. Our platform is in beta, and I've been thrilled by everyone's feedback and suggestions that is testing it out and using it right now. We're implementing everything. There are some crazy new features coming that will be launching shortly, so I'll tell you about them. But yeah, make sure to go check out the platform. The link is in the description, and I will catch you in the next episode.